Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Ravi Marani Marasi Sheyichyu for Aaron Leib Ben Sarah, Sarah Bas Chana B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha, Lecha Gittel Bas Rachel Esther B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha, Maras Rachel Esther Bas Shmuel Yitzchak B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha, Li Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. We're going to be discussing the Parsha of Shabbos in Vayakhel and basing ourselves in the Torah of Mori Barabi, Hagon, Hagadol, Ridavit Yitzchak Manzatzal. It says, Sheshes Yomim Tatsim Malacho V'yom HaShvi Yelechem Shabbos Shabboson V'Hashem Kol HaOser Bo Malacha Yumas. 6 days you do your work, and on the seventh day it will be for you holy. It will be a Shabbos of Shabboses, Shabbos Shabboson, a sabbatical of sabbaticals, as it were. To Hashem, anybody who does melacha is put to death. So 6 days, it's important to note, not ta'ase, but te'ase melacha. Work should be done, and on the seventh day it'll be holy for you, a day of complete rest for Hashem, Shabbos Shabboson. Whoever does work on it shall be put to death. Rashi writes, first comes Shabbos, then comes the Melechas HaMishkan, to tell you that the Mishkan is not Deche Shabbos. Shabbos is more important than the building of the Mishkan, thus you're not Mechal Shabbos in order to build the Mishkan. In the Gur Aryeh he asks, why in Kisisa, chapter 31, verse 13, it says, Va'ata dabril b'nei Yisrael le'mor achet shepsos ha'itishmor ki osi b'ni u'b'neichem l'dorosechem l'das ki ani Hashem ekadishchem, and you should speak to the Jewish people to say, you should keep Shabbos, it's a sign between me and between you for the generations to know that I am God who sanctifies you. Rashi there, the word ach says, Af pishet yuridufim b'srizis ha'malacha Shabbos lo tidacha mipanea kol achem irakim miyutin l'mayit Shabbos mimaleches ha'mishkan. So speak to the Jewish people and say, but you should, that's ach, you should keep Shabbos, it's a sign between me and you for the generations to know I am God who sanctifies you, even though you are very involved in being and having alacrity in doing the work. Shabbos is not pushed away. Whenever you see the word ach, it's a miut. Ach, es shabsot ha'tishmohu, ish kan miut. You keep Shabbos and you don't. You're not mechal Shabbos. It's an exclusion. You don't follow mechal Shabbos to build the Mishkan. The ma'id Shabbos and melechas Mishkan. As masha manyenu, that in Parashas Kisisa, first we talk about the Mishkan, and then we say Ach, but now we're going to talk about Shabbos. Please don't be Mechal Shabbos for the Mishkan. So there we're Makdim Melechas HaMishkan, and then we have an Ach to exclude, but not Shabbos, build a Mishkan, but not Shabbos. Even though you're so busy with the Melechas HaMishkan, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So that's in Parshas Kisisa. Why doesn't it say like it does over here? First it says the Isser Shabbos, and then it says Melechas HaMishkan. And then you don't need Ach to be Memayit. First it says, keep Shabbos, and then it talks about the Mishkan to tell you, hey, there's Shabbos involved here. So even though I'm telling you to do the Mishkan, but I already told you to keep Shabbos, so don't be Mechal Shabbos to build a Mishkan. That's the right way of doing it, says the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal. But in Parshas Kisisa, first we say build a Mishkan, which seems to imply no matter what, and then we say, oh, you have to keep Shabbos. Ach, we have to write a mute. In our case, in Vyakula, you don't have to write a miyut. So why don't you do it our way? First talk about Shabbos, then no miyut is necessary. Also in the Maharal, he asks, how was Moshe Mishanim Yisedir Atzivu Shenem Alo B'Parshas Kisisa? Shebo Melechas HaMishkan Kodemes L'Azharas Shabbos V'ilu B'Dibur L'Yisrael Hikdemes Azharas HaShabbos L'Tzivu Shem Melechas HaMishkan. Why was Moshe Mishanim from the Seder Atzivu in Parshas Kisisa? In Parshas Kisisa, first Moshe is told about the Mishkan and then about Shabbos. And here, when he's speaking to the Jewish people, first Shabbos and then Mishkan. So why does Moshe change the Seder? We also have to understand, as I noted before, that in the Pasuk it says, Te'aseh Melacha, with its Seirei, and so to in Parshas Emor, Vayikra 23:30. 6 days' work should be done. What do you mean work should be done? Work isn't done. You lie in bed, and your work is done. No. You have to get out of bed and do your work. That's the way the world works. We don't lie in bed and our work gets done for us. Unless we're very wealthy and we can hire people to do it for us. But in general, we have to do our own work. And that's what we're resting from on Shabbos, from doing our own work. So why do I say te'aseh? You should say ta'aseh. This is discussed in the Mechilta on Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Ayin Sham V'kan V'alshich. Now, Pasuk Aleph says, "Vayakel Moshe is called Adas bnei Yisrael ve'omer lehem, Eila advar mesher tziva Hashem olasos osam." So Moshe gathers the Jewish people, and he tells them, "These are the things that God commanded to do." So we have to understand that Hashem commanded in this parsha is not to do. What do you mean, Eila mesher tziva Hashem olasos osam? Hashem is commanding not to do malachas, iasiya, not lasos, iasiya. So what does it mean, tziva Hashem lasos? So it say, Eilu Dvarim Asher Tziva Hashem, Shelo La'asos. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's what it should have said, L'chora. And also, why does it say 6 days Melacha should be done? What does that have to do with the Surah Shabbos? The Ikar is not to do Melacha on Shabbos. Why do we have to be told to do Melacha 6 days? So the Ramban says it's talking about Melacha on Mishkan. But according to Rashi, the Mishkan was spoken about afterwards. And here, Adarabba. Or Makdim, the Yisra Shabbos, the Tziv Melech Mishkan. This isn't about the Mishkan, it's about Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos. And then afterwards, when we get to the Mishkan, we know that the Mishkan, Bin Miyas HaMishkan, isn't Docha Shabbos. But here we're talking about Shabbos. So what's this inyan of doing work for 6 days? Ayin Mashikasu B'Zeb, or Chaim HaKadosh, Baal Shech HaKadosh, Chayin Tzarech Levayr, Rashi, at the beginning of Kedoshim, Vayikra 19a, 19.1, that parsha that was said by Hakel when all the Yidden are gathered together, Rov Gufei HaTorah Tluyimba, that much of the body of Torah, most of the body of Torah is depending on this. So that's in Parshas Kedoshim. So here also it says Vayakel. So that means Rov Gufei Torah Tluyimba. But the Ikar Parshas Shabbos was already said at Aseres HaDibros. And here we're only coming to Aser Melechas HaMishkan B'Shabbos. So what does it mean, Rov Gufei Torah Tzluyim Bisr Seh Shalavodas Mishkan B'Shabbos? That's what we're coming to tell us here. That Rov Gufei Torah depend on the fact that you're not doing Malacha of the Mishkan on Shabbos. How can that be? But again, Rashi says that things that were said by Hakel, Rov Gufei HaTorah Tzluyim Ba. So how does this fit into that scheme? We also have to understand the Drosh of the Gemara, Shabbos 70a and 97b. Dvarim hadvarim Eila hadvarim. Could say dvarim. It says hadvarim is 5, Eila is 36. So Eila hadvarim, the Eila, 36 begamatria, So the 36 of Eile, Dvarim is Lashon Rabim because that's 2, Miut of Rabim is Shnayim, and Hadvarim, that extra hay, makes for 3. So generally, according to most accounts, 36 plus 3 is 39. So these are the 39 Melachas of Shabbos. That's the Gemara and Shabbos in two places. The Rachaim says this is Derech Jerash, but we'd like to understand what's the Pshat in Eila Hadvarim? Ayin Sham in the Rachaim HaKadosh. We also have to understand the Shaychus of this Jerash with the Pshat of the Pasuk. That we're talking about the Dvarim She'osim Tziva Hashem. What does that have to do with the Lamites Malachas that we're darshaning? Eila HaDvarim Asher Tziva Hashem. This is what God commanded. And then we darshan from here that there are 39 Malachas. That's the Jerash. So what's the Kesher between the Pshat and the Drash? God commanding us to do something. We're not exactly sure what God's commanding us to do. It's God's commanding us not to do. But God's commanding us to do something, as the Pasuk says. Eilat Ramashat Siva Hashem Lasasosam. And then Vaiter, we also have a Drashimir, Eilat Dvarim, the 39 Malachas. So, what does this mean? So it appears as follows. That the Yisod HaInyan, that Malachas Shabbos are titled Lechas HaMishkan, and only those that were in the Mishkan are Asur on Shabbos, not just a simon, not just a sign that what was in the Mishkan is also Asur for us, but rather primarily it's telling us that what gives Chashivas to a Malacha, which makes it Asur on Shabbos, because only Malachas Machshavos, which is a Malacha Chashuva, is Asur on Shabbos, a thought on Malacha, and therefore there's a Ptur Makalkal B'Shabbos, because other than the Chashivas of Malacha, is that the Malacha was Mishamis, the Malacha Shamayim, the Binyan HaMishkan. That's what gives it Chashivas, that he used it to serve God in the building of the Mishkan. And this Chashivas is only the Divrei Shamayim, for heavenly matters, and not for secular matters. Secular matters, it's a regular Stam Malacha Ukeret. Chashivas, the importance is that it was used for Malacha Shamayim. That's what gives it the Chashivas of Malacha. Malacha has to be Chashiv. And only therefore, through the fact that it was Mishamish, it's a Malacha for Shamayim, it has a Shem Shel Chashivus, and therefore it's Asur on Shabbos, because it's considered a Malachas Machshaves. If you do it in a thought out way, it's going to be Asur, but only because it has the Chashivus of a Malacha, because it was used for Malacha Shamayim. That's what it means. Eilat Ramash Yotziv Hashem La'asososam. These are the things that God commanded you to do, meaning that there's Malacha Shamayim involved over here. What's the Malacha Shamayim? The building of the Mishkan. God commanded you to build a Mishkan. Sheshes Yamim Tasim Teasim Malacha. 6 days you should do your work. And the Ramban says, what work should you be doing 6 days? You should be building the Mishkan. Because God commanded you, these are the things. Since you were commanded to be Malach Shemayim of the Mikdash, this has Chashivus. Otherwise, Hashem didn't command to do them. And therefore, they're not Dvarim. And they have no Chashivus. But since they're Dvarim, because Hashem commanded you to do them, therefore 6 days, when you do malacha, it's considered a malacha, it's not chasar chashivus. It has a lot of chashivus, it has a lot of importance. And therefore, b'yom ha-shvi, Shabbos Shabbos, and therefore on the seventh day you should rest from it. So that fits with the drash of the lamites malachas. Again, eila ha-dvar mesher tziva Hashem la'asososam. This is what God commanded you to do. What did God command you to do? God commanded you to build the Mishkan, sheshes yamim, te'asa malacha, 6 days the malacha should be done. What malacha? The building of the Mishkan. And that gives it the Malacha Chashivus. And Mimela, on the seventh day, don't do this Malacha. And that's the Eila HaDvarim. These are the things, Lamites Malachas. In other words, the Rem is here for Lamites Malachas, because it's only considered one of the Lamites Malachas if it was done in the Mishkan, and that's what gives it Chashivus. So that's why there's a Rem is here for the Lamites Malachas. And that would appear to be Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos, 96b, Bava Kama, 2a, Dehach Dehavi Mishkan Chashiva Kar Le'ov. What was chashuv in the Mishkan is called an av malacha. Hach dahave b'mishkan chashiva. What was chashuv in the Mishkan is called an av. And Tosis there in Bava Kama and Dibur Maschil, Hachi Garsinon writes Tesvis, Di Garsinon hach dahave b'mishkan chashiva. If your girsa is that in the Mishkan, what in the Mishkan was chashuv? Maditali lei b'chashiva u'mishum shabala afuke kama malachos shelo hayu chashuvim v'hayu b'mishkan. That it's talui in chashiva is because it's coming to exclude a number of malachos that were not chashuv, and were in the Mishkan. The Toldos Ninhu, and these are only derivatives, they aren't Avos, they're Toldos. And Tosis brings that there's a girsa, Hach Tahavi b'Mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av. That was in the Mishkan and Chashiv. Hach Tahavi b'Mishkan v'lo chashiva kari le'av. That that wasn't in the Mishkan and isn't Chashiv is called a Tolada. And according to Tosfos, says Tosfos, that according to this girsa, we require two. We require that it be in the Mishkan, and that it be Chashiv. Aval Chashiva v'lo havei b'Mishkan, o havei b'Mishkan v'lo Chashiva, havei Tolada. But if it's Chashiv, and they didn't have it in the Mishkan, or if they had it in the Mishkan, and it wasn't Chashiv, that's called the Tolada. That's according to the second girsa of Hach de lo havei b'mishkan v'lo chashiv, Hach de havei b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av. So, this is a very difficult tosis to understand, because that's the same thing according to the first girsa. Even according to the first girsa, Hach de havei b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, so tosis say, if we have in our text, Hach de havei b'mishkan chashiva, it's Tali and Chashivos, because it's coming to exclude Melachas that were in the Mishkan, and weren't Chashiv. Those are not Avos. It has to be in the Mishkan, and Chashiv. So even according to the first Girsa, you require both prerequisites, that it's in the Mishkan, and it's Chashiv. And the same thing with the second Girsa. So what's the difference between the two Girsaos? It needs to be in the Mishkan, and also Chashiv, otherwise it's called the Tolada. And Takatosis and Shabbos, 96b, the Ramasul of Elezer, it's mashma that it's the same. Both yourselves require that it should be in the Mishkan, it should be Chashiv Ayin Sham. Avarei Lokein Mavur B'Taisim Bavakama now. But we don't have like that in Taisim Bavakama. So what's Pshat in the Taisim Bavakama? Say Ayin Sham B'Maram, that he writes the difference is that according to the first Girsa, it's not Tala at all in the Mishkan, just in Chashivas. According to the second Girsa, you need Mishkan and you need Chashivas. Now this Maharam is simply perplexing, because we see in all of Maseches Shabbos that Avos Melachos is what was in the Mishkan. How could there be possibly a Shita that's not Tali in the Mishkan and it's only Tali in Chashivas? A Pela Neira. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That according to the first Girsa, the Yesod of the Chashivas is that was in the Mishkan, like we said. And the Gemara adds that even if it has this chashivus, if it doesn't have chashivus mitzad atzmo, if it doesn't have independent chashivus, it's not an av. In other words, if the chashivus is a hafka'achi uvit miliyot av, al af hachashivut sheba meyota b'mishkan. That the e-chashivus, the lack of importance, is a hafka, is a removal, an active removal of its status of an av, even though it's in the Mishkan and it's chashiv because of that. In other words, you need both. You need that it be in the Mishkan and that it be independently chashiv. If it's not independently chashiv, then it's not going to be considered an av. Hach dahavi b'mishkan chashiva, kari le'av. It has to be in the Mishkan and it has to be independently important. It's not independently important. That's a hafka'ah chiyuvit. That's an active removal of its status of an av. Mashenken, according to the second girsa, the chashivus has nothing to do with the Mishkan. According to the first girsa, the yisod of chashivus is that it's in the Mishkan. And therefore, it says, Hach dehavi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av. The reason it's chashuv is because it's in the Mishkan. If it's not chashuv outside of the Mishkan, then that removes it from its status of being an av malacha. But like we said, according to the first girsa, it's chashuv because it was in the Mishkan. And it also has to be independently chashuv, otherwise it's not an av. According to the second girsa, the chashivus has nothing to do with the Mishkan. That's why we say, Hach dehavi b'mishkan v'chashiva. According to the first girsa, b'mishkan chashiva. Because just being in the Mishkan gives it chashivus. Just the Gemara adds, you know what? If it isn't independently chashiv, that's mafkia, the chashivus that it has from being in the Mishkan. According to the second Kirsa, the fact that it was in the Mishkan doesn't give it Chashivas. HaChashivas ain't in Klala Mishkan. In order to be an Av, it requires independent Chashivas. And it also requires that it should be in the Mishkan. And that's the machlokas between these two Girsos. Does it being in the Mishkan make it Chashiv? According to the first Girsa, yeah. The very fact that it was in the Mishkan makes it Chashiv. And only if it's not Chashiv, then even though it was in the Mishkan, that's mafkid from its Chashivas. And that it has from being in the Mishkan, and therefore it's not an Amalach. According to the second Girsa, no. Just because it's in the Mishkan, it's not Chashiv. It's in the Mishkan. Number one. And number two, it has to be Chashiv. But being in the Mishkan doesn't make it Chashiv. That's in seeing these two Girsas. But Tosin Shabbos, it doesn't matter what the Girsa is. It's all one. We require B'Mishkan, and we require Chashuv, just like Tosin Bava Kama, according to the second Girsa. And we require both in the Mishkan and Chashivas, but just being in the Mishkan doesn't give it Chashivas. However, just in case you thought that it's now everything makes sense, we have a third Girsa in Tosfos. And the third Girsa in Tosfos is Hach Dehavei B'Mishkan Chashiva V'Kari Le Av. That was in the Mishkan Chashiv, and it's called an Av. Hach Dehavei B'Mishkan Chashiva, that's in the Mishkan Chashiv, it's important in the Mishkan, and it's called an Av. And Tosfos writes that according to this Girsa, HaToldos Lo Hayu B'Mishkan. Only Avos were in the Mishkan. Hach Dehavei B'Mishkan Chashiva V'Kari Le Av. Only what was in the Mishkan was Chashiv, and only that's called an Av. There were no Toldos in the Mishkan. So we see Lahejia, like the Yisod that we said, that it being in the Mishkan already gives it Chashivas. That's why it says, Dehash Gavi Mishkan Chashiva. Whatever's in the Mishkan was Chashiv, and therefore it's called an Av. And there were no Toldos in the Mishkan. Only Avos were in the Mishkan, because it being in the Mishkan gives it Chashivas. And only those are of us, but no Toldos were in the Mishkan, because non-Chashiv Malachas didn't make the cut, as it were. Only of us. So we see Lahejia ki Yisod ken Shenizbayar, like the Yisod that we said, that being in the Mishkan gives it Chashivas. However, it's hard to understand. Sharei kama Toldos hayu b'Mishkan ve'einam avos mishum delo Chashivi. There were numerous Toldos in the Mishkan, and they're not avos, because they weren't chashiv. So how can Tosfos write that everything is talui in whether or not it was the Mishkan? It was in the Mishkan. Ma pitom? There were toldos in the Mishkan as well. B'kvar tamal shita zu b'Tosfos shans b'shita mekubetzis b'bava kama sham ayin sham uv'mashikasev b'zeh hamar shal b'bava kama b'shem gilyon v'hamar ram b'shabes sham ayin sham. So this is not our own original insight. We already have Migdolei and Mefarshim that noted this. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That this third Girsa is like we said in the first Girsa, based on the Tosin Bava Kama. And what establishes its Chashivas is the fact that it was in the Mishkan. Now, it's true that a lack of Chashivas is Mafkiyat from being an Av. And therefore, they were told us that we're in the Mishkan. But since the discussion is in the Shem Av, the Gemara was correct according to this Girsa, when it writes only the fact that it was in the Mishkan. The fact that it was in the Mishkan, Hach Dehavei B'Mishkan Chashiva V'Kari Le'Av. Because the ikar is that it be in the Mishkan. Because that's what gives it Chashivas. You're right. If it's not Chashiv, then it's Mafkiyat from being an Av. But here we're trying to figure out what is an Av. What gives something a shame av? And the answer is, it was in the Mishkan, which gives it chashivas. It could be that it's a lack of chashivas, which is mafkiyat shame av. But in order to have a shame av, you have to be in the Mishkan, which a malacha, it has to be a malacha in the Mishkan, which gives it chashivas. And that the Tosa says, Lefizeh told us loyeba Mishkan. It's not talking about Hatoldos hayichidim shahayu b'Mishkan. Ve'einam avos. It's not talking about those individual toldos which were in the Mishkan and are not avos, because these aren't chashiv. That's not the issue at hand. That's not the discussion. Rather, we're talking about the definition of Hagdarat Av V'Toladot. We're talking about defining Avos and Toladot. That according to this Girsa, when something is a Tolada, it's a Tolada because it isn't in the Mishkan. Masha Enken, according to the other Girsos in Tosfos, not only the Mishkan is Koveya, but we require, in addition to that, Chashivus, that also makes it an Av. And the Toldos are not only because it wasn't in the Mishkan, but also because it wasn't Chashiv. But even according to the third Girsa, if there is Bechiyuv in Ichashivi, if there is a positive lack of Chashivus, so the Chashivus that comes from it being in the Mishkan is not enough to make it an Av. Like we see, the Kama V'chama Tolados, that they're in the Mishkan and they're not Avos. Like the first Girsa and Tosis. In other words, according to the third Girsa, what's Magdir something as a Tolada? What's give something a Hagdara as a Tolada is that it's not in the Mishkan. If you have a Melacha that's not in the Mishkan, that's the Geder of Tolada. If you have a Melacha that is in the Mishkan, that is a Geder of an Av. Now, there happen to be individual malachas that are not in the Mishkan, that are in the Mishkan but are Tolados. There are such malachas, but Tosis isn't talking about that. Tosis is saying, what gives something a shame Av? The answer is that it's in the Mishkan. What gives something a shame Tolada? That it's not in the Mishkan. That's what defines something as an Avin Atolada. Now, even according to the third Girsa, if you have something in the Mishkan and it's not Chashuv, then it's also going to be a Tolada. The fact that it's Chashuv Be'etzem because it's in the Mishkan isn't enough to make it an Av. So, in this third Girsa, just like in the first Girsa, the very fact that it's in the Mishkan is what gives it Chashivas. And like the first Girsa, if it's not Chashuv, even though it's in the Mishkan, it's going to be called a Tolada. But that, you need a Mashu Chiyuvi, you need a positive lack of Chashivas in order to be mafkiyat from its shame Av. So what then is the difference between Girsa number 1 and Girsa number 3? According to Girsa number 1, the fact that it was in the Mishkan itself gives it Chashivus, and it needs independent Chashivus. That's what's Magdir it as an Av. The fact that it was in the Mishkan, and that makes it Chashiv, and it has to be independently Chashiv. And if it's not independently Chashiv, then it's mafkiyat shame Av. But it also has to be independently Chashiv. That's what gives it Hagdar of an Av. According to the third Girsa, the very fact that it's in the Mishkan gives it a Hagdar of a Shem Av. Not the fact that it's independently Chashiv. Just the fact that it's in the Mishkan, that's what defines it as an Av. And if it's not in the Mishkan, it's defined as a Tolada. The only thing is, even according to the third Girsa, even though it's according to the first Girsa, if it's not independently, in order to be an Av, to be defined as an Av, according to the first Girsa, in order to be defined as an Av, it needs to be in the Mishkan, and it needs to be independently Chashuv. And if it's not independently Chashuv, then it no longer has the shame of an Av. According to the third Girsa, in order to define it as being an Av, all it has to do is be in the Mishkan, and that in itself makes it Chashuv. That in itself makes it Chashiv. But even according to the third Girsa, if it's not Chashiv, it's going to have a Shem Tolada. That's mafkiyat from it being an Av. But what defines something according to the third Girsa as being a Tolada? The fact that it isn't in the Mishkan. According to the first Girsa, no. If you have a Malacha that's not Chashiv, it's a Tolada. if it's not independently chashuv, you're right. The fact that it's in the Mishkan makes it independently makes it chashuv. But if it's independently not chashuv, then it's going to be a tolada. And the fact that it's in the Mishkan doesn't give it a shame av. The fact that it's in the Mishkan and chashuv, and the fact that it's independently chashuv, that's what gives it a shame av, according to the first girsa. According to the third girsa, what gives it a shame av is that it's in the Mishkan. Just ichashivas, the lack of chashivas, is mafkia the shame av. But what defines, according to the third girsa, an av and a tolada is what? Is whether or not it was in the Mishkan. An av is in the Mishkan, and a tolada is not in the Mishkan. That's the definition. And there'll be an exception to the rule. In the Mishkan, if you have a malacha in the Mishkan, which is chashuv because it's in the Mishkan. However, this chashuv and malacha, this malacha which is chashuv is in the Mishkan, is not independently chashuv. That's mafkia, it's shem av. But if it doesn't have a lack of chashivas outside the Mishkan, what's going to give it its shem av is the very fact that it's in the Mishkan. But according to the first girsa, it's not like that. According to the first girsa, you need both. You need that it should be in the Mishkan, which makes it chashiv, and independently chashiv. Those are in girsa number one and girsa number three. And girsa number two holds that there's no difference between the just because it's in the Mishkan doesn't give it chashivas. It needs to be chashiv mitzad atzmo, and it needs to be in the Mishkan. According to girsas one and three, no, just the fact that it's in the Mishkan gives it chashivas. According to girsa number two, it has to be in the Mishkan. That's what gives it. That's what makes it an av. And it also has to be chashuv. But being in the Mishkan doesn't make it chashuv. Being in the Mishkan doesn't make it chashuv. According to girsa number one, it does. According to girsa number three, it does. So hopefully we explain well shitas hatosfos. And now we can go further, and we can say as follows. That what was said here in this parsha is that there's no chashivas for all of the maisim of Olam Hazeh, even B'Torah's maisim, Shel Olam Hazeh. V'rak ha'yosem l'maisa shemayim hu shenayisim l'am chashivas, gam B'Torah's maisa gashmi. You want to know what's a chashiv maisa in gashmias? If it's a chashiv maisa in ruchnias, if it's maisa shemayim, like the Rambam says in the parish of Mishnayis, cited by Rabbi Velvel Soloveitchik in the Chedushei Riz HaLevi Al HaTorah in Parashas Bereishis, Shetachlis Kol HaMaisim Shenasim Tachas HaShemesh, is that there should be a possibility of being Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs. Ayin Shem in the Rambam is like the Al Parash Mishnayis in the Chedushei Riz HaLevi, and that's what it says in Pirkei Avos 2:12, Chol Masechet L'Shem Shemayim Ayim Ezeh Barichos Bram Perakim L'Chos Deus, because only that's a Maisa, otherwise it's nothing. And that's what it says in the Bar Kapara says in Brachas 63, Darish Bar Kapara, Ezi Parashik Tana, Shekol Gufei Torah Tzulim Ba, B'chol Drechecha Deo V'yashir Ochosecha. All of Torah is Talui in knowing God in all your ways. And the Etz Yosef in Yankiv there, he explains based on what it says in Arachayim Reish Lamed Aleph, which is the Rambam in the third parak of Ilchus Deos, that all of your Maisim, your Kavvana, should be L'Shem Shemayim. Your chila, your shtia, everything should be l'hachzik gufo l'avodis Hashem Yisbarach. So based on what we explained, that's what we see here in this parasha. What do we see in this parasha? That what's in the what's done for melechas shemayim has chashivus. The melachas that were done in the Mishkan, those are melachas that are chashivos. And therefore we can say that kol gufei Torah tzluyim ba, like Bar Kapara says, Darish Bar Kapara is the parashik Torah shadugav tzluyim ba b'chol drachecha de'ayu, and that's talking about all your ma'asim should be l'shem shemayim. So that's why this parasha was said b'hakel, because we're talking about important actions. We're talking about ma'asim chashuvim. What are ma'asim chashuvim? Maisim that are done l'shem shemayim. And what are maisim that are done l'shem shemayim? What defines something as a maisa? As a chashuv a maisa? What was done in the Mishkan? What was done in the Mishkan is a chashuv a maisa, because the Mishkan is kavod shemayim. Mishkan is a house for Hashem. And therefore, if if Rov Gufei Torah Tzluyimba, it has to be said Bahakel. And here it's Taka Rov Gufei Torah Tzluyimba. Because we're talking about the Maisa HaMishkan, which is a Maisa of Melech HaShemayim. And therefore, even our earthly Maisim only have Chashivas, because these are Maisa HaShemayim. That's what gives them Chashivas, Betaras Maisa Gashmi. And that's really what our whole life is about doing Maisim Chashuvim. And that's all connected to the Mishkan. Because what was a mice in the Mishkan is a mice for us, is a mice in Malacha for us. Like we said, at least according to Gersa 1 and 3, that Be'etzim, what was in the Mishkan was Chashav. Okay. Here, sweet friends, is where it gets really exciting. So, Mir Tashem, in the next shir, please God, we will take over, continue on from where we left off here, and we will start answering the kashas we presented at the outset, and we will see continuing niflos mitaras Hashem. But this was super, super kishmak, and hopefully we will continue, and it's mamish illuminating. But like I always like to say, tafasta merubalot tafasta, not good to do too much at once. So, this is, I think, enough to swallow for now. And we should be zocha liros niflos b'taras Hashem. And we should be zocha to Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh bo Yeshuas mekifos. This is the month of miracles coming up, so we should be zocha to miracles. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. And b'li neder, we shall continue if Hashem gives us the wherewithal and the financial means and the koach and the simcha and the seichel and everything we need. Shalom, shalom.